Thank you. Word, word, word. I just got lost a little bit. I don't know if you felt that. I got lost in worship this morning. I almost did not want it to end. I wanted to keep staying in that presence of God and just not stop. Have you ever been there, like when you are so lost in worship, lost in His presence, and you don't want to leave the place until tears are flowing and snot is flying out of your face, and you're down on your knees and you are worshiping Him and you're talking to Him. That's worship. That's worship. We got a little glimpse of that this morning, and we're going to have a little bit after that, a little bit more worship right before we take the communion this morning. For those who are watching us online, we welcome you. And please get your elements ready, a little juice, a little cracker ready. We're going to take communion together to start the year off putting God first. Amen? That's what we are about as a body of believer, to make sure in everything that we do, God is number one. Amen? That is so important. A kingdom principle. We cannot move away from that. God has to be first. Not second, but first. So Happy New Year. Happy New Year 2021. Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. We made it through probably one of the most challenging year ever experienced in mankind, right? In our lifetime. This is going to be something that's going to be in the books. The future generations that are coming after us, they're going to read about this. The church is going to have a story to tell about 2020. It has shifted a lot of things on how we do business, how we operate. But God, the whole time, God remained on the throne. Still is. Never will change. Amen. So church, in 2021, we are moving with great expectations. Expectation to hear from God. We have an expectation to hear the voice of God. An expectation to position ourselves under the shadow of the Almighty. The only place that we can find refuge, safety, hope. The only place that we can find victory is under His shadow. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Church, we have an expectation to keep moving. The moment we stop, we give a foothold to the enemy. So we can't stop. You can't stop. You got to keep moving. You got to live your life to the fullest to accomplish the task, the assignment that God has for you. Your family depends on it. The next generation depends on you fulfilling your assignment. My children depends on me fulfilling my assignment. We can't quit. We can't give up. And we can't give in to the enemy. Amen. So that is the expectation that we have in 2021. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 43. Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. The word is alive. Now, Jeremiah did not know this. I'm going to talk about the children of Israel from the book of Exodus, chapter 14. And he touched on that a little bit. And so if you open up your Bibles to Isaiah 43, if you have your actual Bibles, just put that, you know, that little string in the middle. And you've always wondered, what is that for, right? You'll put that in Exodus. So we're gonna read both of them at kind of like at the same time. And the title of my message this morning is Expectation. I don't know if you see this, but the gauge on this expectation is actually not on you. It's pointing towards what? God. It's pointing towards God. So the definition of expectation is this. It's a strong belief that something will happen. Right? It's an expectation, a strong belief that something, whatever it might be, will happen. It's a belief that comes to a person's thought process. When a person starts to look at the evidence, at the facts that surrounds him, and makes up certain level of expectation. For example, when the weatherman looks at the sky and he sees gray sky, which probably they don't look at the skies anymore, right? They probably got some scientific method of looking to figure out what the weather's going to be like. There's some radar, there's some satellite images that they go by. But say, for example, you step outside and you look at the sky and you see a gray sky and it's cold outside. What do you expect? Snow, probably, right? Heavy snow is coming down. But unfortunately, our expectations are not always correct. Just like the weatherman, right? A lot of times they say this is happening, and then the opposite happens. Right now, I think we got sun. The sun is out, right? Sun is out this morning. I don't know what the expectation was. I don't know who set the expectation forecast for today and the next few days. We don't know that. But that kind of expectation is not always correct. Because it could be flawed by science. It could be flawed by logic. It could be flawed by bias opinions and desires that are selfish with the wrong motives. After all, you and I, we are humans, right? We can set the wrong expectation because we can be flawed, right? To be perfectly honest with you, many of us might be hesitant to set an expectation for 2021, right? We might be very hesitant to say something of an expectation in 2021 just in case we set the bar too high, right? Or God forbid, we experience 2020 all over again. Now that might be the worst, right? That might be the worst right there. Friends, today, I want to remove such a huge pressure from you. The pressure of an expectation should never be on you. Let God set the expectation for you. Let the gauge point towards God and not on you. Because if the expectation is set on you, you can be flawed, right? You can be flawed by science. You can be flawed by your own selfish desires, motive. You can be flawed by many things. But when you point the expectation towards God, it's flawless. It's flawless. Because God is flawless. Right? God is flawless. I want you to consider expectation from a biblical standpoint. Expectation that does not factor in or take into account your flawed logic, your selfish desires. But it is a set of expectation that is based on how God thinks. His ways are higher than our ways. I want to set my expectation on His ways. His thoughts are higher and different than our thoughts. I want to set my expectation based on what God thinks. I want to set my expectation on how God operates. This is when I set aside my own selfish motive, my selfish desires, my flawed logic, and I embrace the incorruptible word of the Lord. I believe in 2021, we have to consciously decide to set aside our own agenda, our own opinion, our own ways of thinking, our own ways of doing things, and embrace how God does it. Why don't we put God to the test in 2021 and believe God for the miraculous and set the expectation on Him, or let Him set the expectation on your life, on our church, on our country. And say, Lord, I want to move right along with You. I want to be on board. I want to be on the bus with You. Amen. I think that would be a good expectation to have in 2021, right? This is where we say we can have hope. Hope is a confident expectation on what God can do. That is hope. Let's place our expectation on that hope that is found in the Word of God. Why is expectation so important? Expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. So we need to expect the unexpected, expect the miracle of God. I had a mug. I'm just now remembering that. I wish I remembered earlier. I could have brought that. I have a mug from Oral Roberts in his ministry. It says, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. I believe that's a great expectation to have in 2021. Where we expect God for the miraculous. The miraculous. The only way that this can happen in our lives is when God takes the driver's seat of our lives. When He's in charge. When He calls the shot. That's when we experience the miraculous. It involves us surrendering to Him and let Him be in charge. Let's pray. Father God, this year, we make a commitment to engage ourselves with the way You operate. Lord, we surrender every desires that we have that can be flawed, that can be selfish, and we embrace your desire for our lives. We set aside our personal agenda and we embrace your way of doing things in your time, for your purpose, for your glory. Lord, you set the expectations. In Jesus' name, amen. In Isaiah 43, verse 18, it says this: do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Isaiah here is not just prophesying, but he's setting up some expectations. The very first thing that God expects from us in 2021 is this: do not remember the former things. Do not remember the past. Mind you here, God is not saying ignore the past. Ignore the valuable lessons that you've learned from the past. God is simply saying here, don't let the past occupy such a big real estate in your life that there's no room for the new. Let me say that again. Don't let the past occupy such a great real estate in your life that there is no room for anything that God wants to do. How many of you have ever organized or put together a garage sale? Yeah. We've done that a few times. Not me personally, but I've watched people do it. I don't do garage sales. Takes too much time and too much effort, and I don't clutter. What I have, I just, the moment it comes in, I don't need it, it's gone. Don't like to hold on to stuff. Most of our time during a garage sale is not spent during the day of the sale, right? Where do you spend most of your time? Organizing, right? Sorting through all the garbage, all the stuff that you've been accumulating over the years. That's most of where your time is spent. The actual day is a couple of hours. That's it. If people show up, they show up. If they don't, you pack your junk and you take it back home, right? That's the basis of a garage sale. Basically, you do an inventory of all the junk that you don't want. You'll keep this and you'll throw this away. You'll keep this one and you'll throw it. Basically, you're making room for that new couch that you want to buy from the Ottingers. That's basically where your end game is. You're heading towards a brand new thing. But if you keep on holding on to the junk, there is no room for that brand new couch. In a similar way, God wants you and me to do an inventory of our lives. To figure out what is junk. To figure out what is not necessary. To figure out what is even toxic in our lives that we don't need to carry forward in that next season. That is making room. That is making room for God to do something brand new, because God cannot do anything new or bring something new to you if there is no room for that something new. It's as simple as that. In my house, in my office, I've got a shelf of shoes. All kinds of shoes. I was looking at this shelf a couple of days ago, I'm like, either I need to build more shelves or I need to get rid of a few. So, I'm voting for more shells. But for God to bring in anything new, there's got to be room for it. Our lives must be set up in such a way that on a regular basis, we're doing an inventory. We're doing a little checklist of where we are with God, spiritually speaking. Figuring out what are the things that are toxic, not necessary for us to keep holding on to in this lifetime. I mean, I know this is a challenge for many of us. We might be even in toxic relationship, but that toxic relationship has created a comfort zone that we feel so comfortable with the junk that we don't want to get rid of it. But yet again, we're asking God for bringing the new, Lord. Behold, you're going to do a brand new thing. But God is saying, for me to do a brand new thing, you have to do not remember the old things. You got to get rid of the old. You got to push them out for God to bring in the brand new thing. So don't let the past occupy so much real estate that there is no room for God to bring in the new. The Bible gives us an account in Exodus chapter 14 about the children of Israel. Remember the children of Israel? They were, if you watch Prince of Egypt, that will give you a little idea about what I'm getting ready to talk about. Jeremiah already talked about it earlier, but after being in slavery for over 430 some years, God is finally bringing the children of Israel right there, right out of bondage, basically. They've experienced miracles after miracles that have paved the way for that specific moment of truth. Right there on the shores of the Red Sea. It was D-Day. It was D-Day. It was Deliverance Day. But something happens in verse 10. It says, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. Here's that next part. So they were very afraid. And when the children of Israel saw that they were very afraid, they cried out to the Lord. Now, most of you are very familiar with this story, right? You know this story. I have read this story many times before too. But yesterday, as I was reading it, the Holy Spirit brought my attention on something. I need you to picture this scene with me. I want you to be right there on the shores of the Red Sea for just a moment. They are right there on the shore or on the beach of the Red Sea. Breakthrough, deliverance, freedom was right in front of them. But the only thing they could see was what was behind them. Freedom, deliverance was right in front of them, but all they could see was what was behind them. And they were very afraid. They were not intimidated by the Red Sea. They were intimidated by their past. They were intimidated by the Egyptians. God wanted them to set their expectations on him because they've seen the miracles of God. They've seen God do or perform the miraculous in their midst. But yet again, they decided to set their expectations on what was behind them. They could not see the breakthrough. Fear will cause you to be blind to God's breakthrough. Fear will cause you to be blind for what God is about to do. The miraculous might come and go and you miss it just because fear has taken a grip of your life, controlling just about everything that you do, to the point that when breakthrough comes, you want to look back. You don't want to move forward. You want to hold on to the comfort that is in the past. God forbid if we step into 2021 and we keep looking back. If we keep looking back, we can't ask God to do a brand new thing. There is no room for the brand new thing. Because the past is occupying such a big real estate of our lives that there's no room to look for the breakthrough. There is no room to look for God to intervene and perform the miraculous because there's no more room for it. Because the past has taken over. The past might come in many shapes or forms. Like I said, toxic relationship, fear is going to be a big one as we move into 2021. Because we've seen what fear has done to us as a nation, as a community, as a family even. We've seen it. We've experienced it. And today we're saying we're drawing a line and we're stepping over. We're stepping into this new season without holding on to the past. We made a decision to look forward and not behind. I believe this is a decision that you and I will have to make individually. Individually. It's a decision that we have to make corporately as a church. I believe in 2020, in 2021, we're going to start seeing God move in the miraculous. Because the expectation is not going to be placed on you or me. The expectation is going to be placed on God. He's going to be the one setting that expectation. He's going to be the one raising the bar. Because when he raises the bar, he's expecting to get the glory for the miraculous that he's about to do in our lives. All God is asking for is obedience. Somebody to just say, "Yes, Lord, here I am, use me. Here I am, Lord, send me. I'm a vessel unto your hand. Just use me." That is all that God is looking for. I want you to look at what the way Moses responded to some of the fear words that came from the children of Israel. In verse 11, they said to Moses, "Because there was no graves in Egypt, Have you taken us away in the wilderness to die? Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians that we should die in the wilderness. Fear will always cause you to think irrationally. They're right there seeing breakthrough in front of them, but all they could see was graves. Life, abundant life, was in front of them, but all they could see was graves. Slavery became more appealing to them than freedom. They would rather go back. They would rather go back. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I've moved forward. I've moved forward. And I've decided to keep my eyes on Jesus. On Jesus. I'm going to strip off every weight that will slow me down. Now, that is a conscious decision that you must make. I am going to strip off every weight that will slow me down. I'm going to do an inventory in my personal life, and I'm going to remove anything that gets in the way of what God wants to do in me. I'm saying, Lord, start with me. Start with me. I believe in 2021 is going to be such a personal journey. For each and every believer, I'm talking about you individually, it's going to be such a personal journey. And on this personal journey, God, your God, would require you to put Him first. First in the way you think. Because the brand new thing that God wants to do, that we are claiming, that we want, might not come in a package of a thing. It might be just a mindset. A new way of thinking. A new way of doing things. A new way of handling your finances. A new way of operating with God. Where God is in the driver's seat of every aspect of your life. Where you've given Him all access to absolutely everything. The way that you handle yourself as a father. The way that you handle yourself as a husband. The way that you handle yourself as a pastor. The way that you handle yourself as a leader, the way that you handle yourself as a citizen of this country, the way that you handle yourself as a person living in this community. We are called to be salt, and we are called to be light. That is not something that is yet to come. That is something that must happen here in this lifetime. That is the expectation that God has on you and me as believers, is to be salt and is to be light. That is the expectation. And to be salt and to be light, God's got to have to be in charge, in control. Otherwise, the expectation that you set will be flawed. Because the enemy will come in The enemy will bring a lofty idea in your mind that will jeopardize what God wants to do. But when God is in the driver's seat, humility comes in. Pride steps out because it's all about Him. Because you're doing everything to honor Him and not yourself. You've removed yourself from that equation completely. Everything is pointing unto Jesus. That is going to be the expectation that you and I are going to have in 2021 as we move forward. As we move forward together. As we move forward individually. In Isaiah 43, verse 19, he says, Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall come to pass. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Who will do a new thing? God will. God will do a new thing. You're not even part of it. God will do a new thing. God sets the expectation here that a brand new thing is coming. Church, a brand new thing is coming. A brand new thing is coming. It's coming. When? Now. Now is the time that you're going to see the mighty presence of God manifest in your life. Not tomorrow. Now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day when you're going to start seeing God present in your life. So now is the time. Now is the time of God's expectation. I get asked this question quite often. Mostly during a conversation with myself. I don't know if you guys have moments like that when you talk to yourself. And myself says this. When will things go back to normal? Am I the only one that gets this kind of question? When will things get back to normal? I ask myself that question too. Because this year I could not even send my parents a Christmas card. Can you believe this? A Christmas card could not be delivered in the country where my parents are from. Because the country was shut down because of COVID. I'm just sending out a Christmas card. Gets me really upset. So I have this conversation quite frequently with myself. When are things going to get back to normal? When will the new norm? You've heard that term, right? New norm, new norm, new norm. Everybody's like, when is that new norm going to happen? The answer is right there in this verse. I've been looking for it. I've been asking the wrong question. I've been asking myself the wrong kind of question. The answer was right there the whole time. Now. In other words, you determine that normal. You determine when is that normal. That normal is now. When you decide to live your life the way that God has intended for you to live your life. Don't allow somebody else to determine that new norm for you. Let the Word of God bring normalcy to your life. Let the Word of God equalize or eradicate or remove every spirit of fear in your life. Start there. Start now. Don't allow the government or anybody else to determine that for you. You are big enough to make up your own mind of when you want to start living your life for God. And don't allow anybody else to determine that for you. This morning I got a little frustrated. Talked to my brother in England just right before the service to wish him Happy New Year. They could not even see their family. One kid is in college and the other one there. They had a number of people that can be in one house at one time. He's an evangelist. He travels and he preaches. All of that was taken away. The last time he preached, and he preached with four people, because that's all they could have in one church. We can't even operate our little church with four people. Jesse, can we operate this place with just four people? And he asked me this question. As things return back to normal here. And I read this to him. Now it shall come forth. That normalcy that I want, that everybody else want in their life, they have to make a decision. You have to make a decision on when you want to start living your life. I know we look at the news, we look at the media, we look at the numbers, we look at COVID cases, we look at everything, but everything is subject to a flawed opinion. You know what is not flawed? It's God's word. If I was a betting man, I'm not, I would put everything, all the treasures that I have, on God's word. Because I know there will be a return on God's word. Because I cannot trust any flawed opinion that is corrupted by agendas, that is corrupted by selfish motives to determine what is normal for me. That is really the plain truth. I believe in 2021, we must determine what the Word of God is saying for you and me on an individual basis. What is that word? What is that expectation that God is setting for us? The choice for normal life was given to us by God in His Word. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 15, says this. I like the word now. Not when somebody else determines when I need to be listening. It's when the word of God tells me, now listen. I mean, that's strong enough, isn't it? I don't need to yell any louder. Because God is saying, now listen. Now listen. Now listen. If you parents out there, when you look at your kids and you say, now listen. I've said that a few times to my kids. Now listen. And I usually do this. Now listen. Meaning I'm trying to get their attention on something, right? I want them to change course in the way they're doing things. I'm like, now listen. Listen to me. I believe there's that same level of tone right there in this word. Where God is trying to get our attention because we are going the opposite direction. God is saying, now listen. I'm giving you a choice. A choice between life and death. between prosperity and disaster. And God is saying, you choose. Isn't that the most powerful thing that God has ever given to mankind? You choose. God is not forcing us to do something. God is saying, now is the time to listen. Now is the time where you need to decide if you're going to choose life or you're going to choose death. Now is the time whether or not you're going to choose fear or faith. Now choose. The most powerful thing that God has ever given to us is the power to choose. So God is saying, now choose. Choose God, right? Choose prosperity, right? Choose faith, right? Choose hope, right? That is the expectation that God has, is to choose Him. God wants you and me to choose Him, to put Him first, to put Him first. The expectation is to be watchful. To be watchful, to be alert. Even pastors, prophets need to be reminded sometimes that God is in charge. God had to remind Moses too. In verse 15, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Isn't that crazy? God has ever talked to you like that. Why are you whining? Why are you whining? Quit your whining. Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. See, in 2020, we've whined a lot. We've cried a lot. Now God is saying, move forward. Move forward. We whine about politics. We whine about all kinds of things. God is saying, move forward with Him. Move forward with Him. And let God take care of the rest. Because there's nothing that you and I can do to change anything except to believe God, to trust in His plan, and to be a voice where His voice is heard small. To be a light where His light is seen dim. To go wherever He's called you, even to the ends of this earth. That's what we do. That's what we believe in this church. And in 2021, church, we're going forward. We're going forward. We're not looking back. We're keeping our eyes focus locked in on Jesus. You know why God took care of the past for the children of Israel? The past were the Egyptians, right? He put an expectation on Himself to fight for His people. He didn't put the expectation on you and me to fight the enemy. He put the expectation on Himself to fight for His people. In verse 13, and God is speaking through Moses, His prophet. He says, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. And then verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord is the El Gibor here. The Lord is the mighty God that goes and fights the battle for you where you don't have to. Hold your peace. Let me fight the enemy for you. The expectation for 2021 is this. Hold your peace. And let God fight for you. Let God fight your battle. All you have to do is to trust in El Gibor. Let him fight for you. You keep moving forward. You keep moving forward. As we get ready to take our very first communion and get ready to have a time of worship, our very first communion for 2021, we want to put God first. And this is a common practice that we do in this church the very first week, the very first Sunday of the month. And I want to go back to Isaiah 43, where God is setting the expectation. He says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. If God is going to feed or quench the thirst of animals, the jackals, the ostriches, don't you think he's going to quench your thirst? Don't you think that he's going to create a river in the middle of a desert just to bring you a drop of water to quench your thirst? Here he says, to give drink to my people. To give drink to my people, my chosen ones. My chosen. We are God's chosen one. God chose you. God chose me. He says, this people, I have formed myself. They shall declare my praise. They shall declare my praise. You know, when I reflect back on the children of Israel, even before they reached the shores of the Red Sea, did you know that their way forward was already paid for? God's provision was already ahead of them. The blood that they smeared over the doorpost of their dwelling paved the way for them to move forward. Today, as you move forward in 2021, your way was paid forward by Jesus, the Lamb of God. serve, would you please stand? In Luke 22, Jesus sets the expectation. He said, do this. Take the communion. Do this often in remembrance of me. In verse 19, he took the bread. He gave thanks. Broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Would you take and eat? Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Would you take and drink? What we've done just now is not just symbolic. It's a powerful statement. That says that God, Jesus, has paved the way for us to move forward in 2021. The blood that has been smeared over the doorpost of our lives would allow us to cross over, to experience breakthrough, to experience freedom. Declaring now over all of you, those who are here and those who are watching us online, that breakthrough is coming. That 2021 is a year of great expectation. Expectation to see the miraculous. It won't be long until you start seeing something being born out of nothing in your life. It won't be long until you start seeing a freedom to operate, to move in the spirit realm like you've never experienced before. It's going to be a year of the miraculous, where the power of God is going to move in such an incredible and powerful way. That no one could deny that it is God. God, the mighty God, the wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace. I believe we're stepping this new arena. I see new jobs coming out. Many of you, you've lost your job and you've lost your livelihood. God is going to restore. That's your breakthrough. Your breakthrough is going to be practical in your place of need. There's going to be joy, unspeakable joy. That's going to come in because the enemy has robbed that joy from your life. There's going to be peace. Peace that no one can understand, but you will. Because that peace will point to the Prince of Peace. Over the years, the lies, the deception of the enemy, all of that will be exposed in 2021. Light is going to shine in a dark, dark place in 2021. Whatever the enemy has tried to cover up over the years, over the months, is going to be exposed in 2021. I believe you're going to step into a new arena where you're going to step out being the light of this world. There's going to be a new arena that you're going to step in where you're going to be the salt to this dying world. Don't underestimate the power of your influence. Available, God will use you. If you respond with a yes, God will use you. If you respond with humility, God will exalt you. Thank you. mighty thing. After I pray, you will be dismissed. But please stay if you want. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord God, for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for this powerful word.